Blog Talk Radio.
Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing great. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you. And I forgot to tell you, Deanna texted me right before the show and said, Happy Easter. So, happy Easter.
Oh, what a
Deanna.
Sweetheart.
Well.
That's great. So, are you having an Easter dinner?
Yes, I am.
What are you having?
A ham, of course. Mashed potatoes, green beans, you know, traditional Easter dinner. So.
Nice. Sweet.
It'll be quiet. You know,
That's
you know, it's not a big family dinner, you know. Some people have big family dinners. Both Dan and I are away from our family, so there's no big family dinner in Florida for us. So we just do a little private one. Besides, I had to work today, not only the radio show, but earlier today. People who couldn't see me on the weekends could see me on Easter because everybody else was off. So.
Wow, that's great. That's great. Yeah, we had a great service at the chapel. I did a wonderful uplifting sermon, I guess you'd call it. And we had a really nice time. I got some great music, and it was really nice. Nobody stayed too late because I think that they had to go to their families for Easter. But that was okay. We had cookies and coffee, and we chatted and all that. So it was really sweet. And
well,
so just me and the kiddies
about?
Tonight. Well, it was about the glory of the resurrection and about how when the apostles had been visited by Christ in light, they were so filled with joy, they danced to Jerusalem to share the word. They were full of joy because they could see that he was still alive in the light. And so it was very uplifting. I really liked it. And I had some great music, and everybody was in pretty good spirits. You know, and so it was good. The weather today was all cloudy and a little bit raining off and on, but in a way it was kind of like a peaceful drive through the mountains to the chapel down in Radford and back. So it was kind of sweet, actually. Yeah. It's just me and the kiddies tonight. I've had a very busy few days and all that stuff, so in a way that's good because half my family's in Massachusetts and the other half in Florida. But I called everybody, texted everybody, talked to everybody.
So you've partaken in all the entertainment with the family already.
Yeah, pretty much. They passed me around. I usually call on somebody's cell phone. They're at dinner together, and they pass me around and crack their jokes and make fun of me and say, you know, why aren't you here? That's okay. I want to see them in May. I'm going to see my family in Florida in April when I see you, and then I'm going to see my family up in Massachusetts in May. So I couldn't squeeze in another trip, okay?
You're just a traveling girl under that Mars and Sag.
Oh, I know it. Well, I think it's going to be good, you know. And I have to have a little bit of something done in my car. I have a little trouble with my car again before I leave and stuff. I'm going to try and get her into the shop this week coming up. But other than that, you know, I love to go down to Florida and see all my friends and family. I love to go to Massachusetts, see my family up there. You know, it's always good. And, because, you know, it's good to be able to work really hard here and not have a lot of distractions in Virginia. But I just miss that thing of, like, them popping over, stopping by. I help them move something. You know, that kind of thing you have when you have family close.
Oh, yeah, but, and again here, it's a matter of quality of life. You know, each one of us have our own quality of life. Some people stay close in proximity and live close in proximities, and a lot of people don't. And that's part of what enriches our life, is that when we're away from our family and then we return, it really gives that stronger impact of that feeling, and you really get more of an intense feel with your family and time with your family when you do move away.
Yeah, I've relocated more people this year already than I did even in 2005 and 2006 after the storms in Florida when I left. I have relocated so many people this year already. It's amazing, astrologically. So, you know, done the data search, found cities, found areas that had power lines, all that kind of stuff. And I love doing that because it opens them up to new opportunities. Even if they stay where they are, they might choose to live their lives differently as far as their lifestyle rather than actually make a physical relocation.
Absolutely. Knowing what your challenges are in the area that you live in and knowing what your advantages are, it's really a great understanding, because it really helps you to work better with the challenges, because you know that that particular area is going to present that challenge to you. And, you know, and to utilize the advantages of the area to your best benefit.
Exactly. And I love Roanoke. I love living here. So pretty in the mountains and stuff. I lived by the sea for so many years, and I miss it sometimes, of course, but I like it here. I like the people here. I like the texture to the terrain. I've gotten a new respect for fresh water versus ocean water, and it's good, and then I can still go and visit down there where you are.
That's it. And I think we all have a way of finding our paradise, of what suits us. And sometimes it's not where our family lives. But the day-to-day living and finding that joy in the day-to-day living is what it's all about. Some people think you'll lose that connection. It is, you know, there are some trade-offs. You miss parts of the family that, you know, you'd like to be there for. But you also get greater advantages on a day-to-day basis to really find your joy. So, it is a trade-off, but I think it's well worth it. You and I both have found our paradise.
Yes, indeed. Well, tonight we've got some nice fire trines going on. You know, Mars is basically trining the Sun and Saturn, and also, I guess, by wide orb Mercury. And, of course, Saturn's in trine to Uranus, so I like that fired-up kind of energy, especially with the moon going into Sag tonight late.
Oh, yeah. Get fired up. Let's find some instant inspiration from this. There's lots of things to really learn. But with Saturn there, it allows us to have that temperance to understand a little bit deeper of a level and a little bit more, you know, a higher level of looking at the situation as well with that Saturn, especially with it in trine to Mercury, and really our thoughts and how we have been going over things can really come to some enlightening and awakening understandings at this point in time.
Well, it's interesting that it's square to Jupiter, and they're both retrograde, because Saturn just went retrograde. And so, again, it is a reconsideration of how we can look into more detail about how we want to expand, how we want to share our knowledge and our philosophy, and maybe to perfect it in a way, I think. What do you think?
Oh, I do agree. You know, when you look at this pattern of the planets and how they are, because in astrology we also use patterning, and it's basically the look or how it, what it makes when you see it. And this is a classic bucket pattern, okay? And the handle of that bucket happens to be Jupiter. And with that, I find it to be really interesting that it is all of this growing and learning and expansion experience that we're having at this point in time is all so for our benefit. And that handle is in direct opposition to Venus, which means that it's really for our benefit to re-examine all of this, to go back and find the love in everything we see and rebalance it, bring it more into a peaceful situation to ourselves and others.
I totally agree. You know, it's kind of funny. When Venus moved into opposition with Jupiter, you know, I do mini readings, a little bit hippie, every Friday. I did 20 of them Friday, okay?
Oh, wow.
From 2 to 6 p.m. But anyway, it's interesting. Six of the people that came to see me, women, okay, Venus, I'm asking about relationships and this and that. I don't care. I'm just picky. I don't care. I'm just picky. I heard that six times. I said, it's okay to be discerning. Take your time. There's no rush.
Exactly.
It cracked me up.
That's funny. I've done a lot with relationships over this last week, you know, one-to-one relationships over this last week. So I've found it quite interesting when it came in and started joining Jupiter about how many people were really going back and reexamining things.
And I think it's always good to do that inner reflection, you know. The Pisces Virgo polarity point, I kind of like it. So it usually doesn't result in an argument as much as it has to do with each person in within a relationship doing a reconsideration. And I think that's good.
We all need to step back at points in time and reexamine things. Again, you know, one of the things is that this is the Earth that we live on is a moving planet, just like every other planet is, and we're all moving in this particular order. However, our planet doesn't stop and recharge as others do. And so we always think we're in this forward motion and that we don't have to do those times of reflect, that we always want to keep moving forward. But those times of reflection when the planets go retrograde are so important to stop back up and work with. It brings such a greater advantage into each and every situation. Nothing is ever perfect. Everything is going to have a flaw in it. A matter of reexamining that flaw and reworking that flaw is going to be to your greatest benefit.
Absolutely. Positively. Are you ready for the first caller? What do you think? We've got a bunch of people on hold now.
Okay, let's do it.
I wasn't sure I was going to be on each. I was kind of winging it. Okay. Area code 805, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Donna. Happy Easter.
Hi, Donna. Happy Easter to you.
Thank you. Okay, I'll tell you, my birthday is April 22nd, 1954. I was born at 2:50 p.m. in Flushing, Long Island.
Gotcha.
And do you live there now?
No, I'm in California now.
You're in the San Fernando Valley.
No, I'm in Santa Barbara.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
I thought 805 was San Fernando Valley.
No.
So did you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to know if finances would be improving, like a little job or a windfall or abundance coming in, whether it be a husband or money or...
Okay. All right. Let's take a look.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. Do you really think you're ready for a husband? I don't see that.
I don't know. I've never been married. I'm 61, never been married, so I might have a different idea what it's supposed to be like.
Well, right now you're in a T-square with Saturn retrograde in Sagittarius, which Saturn is the planet of commitment. It's transiting your fifth house in the Santa Barbara chart right now, forming a massive T-square. So I'm saying to myself, this is probably a remote possibility in the moment, but it's something you have been reconsidering, okay?
Okay.
But job opportunity looks good. What do you think, Jacqueline? Job opportunity looks good.
Well, what do you want to do for a living? Or what are you looking for or pursuing for a living?
Oh, a little part-time home health care job. You know, I'm at retirement age, so... I don't want to get into any heavy-duty career or anything like that.
Good. I like it for you, then. Okay, because this is, you know, like a nurse's assistant, home health care, any of those types of things, I think will work really well for you at this point in time. I agree with Aphrodite that there is some opportunity coming to you. So keep pursuing that, because I think that it's going to work to your advantage here to get a little part-time gig going.
Oh, good. Okay, great.
Yeah, have you ever done any counseling work?
No. No, I've never done counseling work. I counsel my nieces and nephews.
Well, I feel the position that you're going to be in, that you're going to get, if you get a position in the healthcare profession, is a lot of listening is going to be required.
Okay, that's fine.
So there's going to be an emotional constituent to the care in a way where, again, you tend to be a positive person most of the time because you're a Sag Moon. I have a Sag Moon, too. You tend to be more the optimist than the pessimist. So because of that, I think that would suit you well. And your Mars is in Capricorn where it's exalted, you know, in your birth chart. So because of that, you're a very strong survivor. So people who have been through changes in life beyond their control, you can really understand because of your own life experience with yourself or your family. So I really feel that it's going to be more than just health care. It's going to also be care in the form of a counselor, a listener, an ally, and I think you're going to like it a lot.
Oh. Yeah.
Do you do hospice work?
No, I haven't done hospice, but I mean, I've been mostly with the elderly, taking care of them in their homes, but then they do
right.
die.
Right, I like that a lot, but I could see you doing hospice as well. You have a great advantage in your natal chart with that, with going through hospice. So I would look into that if I were you. Because, again, Aphrodite talked to you about how you have a positive spirit and how, you know, I agree that that there's going to be a lot of communication and a lot of, you know, where it's kind of like you're going to be the upbeat counselor type thing, come in and really brighten an individual's life while you're caring for them. So here again, I think that would be something that you could do well, and really it would give you the freedom that you want as far as your work is concerned. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll look into hospice then.
Yeah, because the hospice counselor, you help not only the patient, but you also help the patient's family and the main caregiver in the home. And I could see you doing that so well. I really could.
Yeah, I can.
Well, I'll look into that then. Yeah. Okay. Does money
I went through a situation, Donna. I went through a situation with my husband where hospice is worth its weight in gold to me.
Oh yeah.
I can't praise them enough for the beautiful work that they do, and I think you might find also a meeting of souls between you and other women and men that do that kind of work.
Yeah, I know. When my mom was passing away, we had hospice, and they were wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, you do well with that, some kind of home health care like that.
Okay, I'll check it out. Thank you.
And keep us posted.
I will. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right, many blessings. All right, good night.
Many blessings.
Strong but kind. I love her personality.
Oh, yeah. With that Mercury in Aries, she can let it go real quickly, too, as well. You know, the Sag Moon and the Mercury in Aries give the ideal situation for her to be able to cope with that transition in other people's lives. So, I like it.
Absolutely. So, are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 951, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Nathaniel.
Hey, Nathaniel.
Hey, Nathaniel. How are you?
Happy Easter.
Happy you. Hey. Yeah, that thing with Pete and Tracy didn't work out. I decided actually against it. And,
oh, wow.
It was probably good. So I'm kind of still looking for a move, though. So.
But, well, remind me where you're living right now.
Barstow, California.
Barstow.
You know where that is? It's in between Long Beach and Las Vegas.
Yes.
Okay.
I've been there.
She has indeed.
I grew up in Southern California, so.
Of Southern California, I mean, I don't know. I mean, just the beach and everything, I can really appreciate it, especially after being in Barstow here for a while.
Well, I happen to like Florida over California, so.
Well, the reason your things seem unstable for you right now, Nathaniel, is because your Saturn return is about to reoccur. You've been through your Saturn return, but now Saturn's gone retrograde and it's going to back up, back over your Saturn in your natal. And what that's going to do is it's going to have you reconsider where you do indeed want to reestablish yourself, where you are going to feel more freedom of self-expression and be able to use some of the gifts you've been given. Okay? And a lot of it has to do with responsibility to self. Okay?
Okay.
I can see that. You know, you have to be in a place where you can be mobile. Okay? Do you have a vehicle?
I don't have a vehicle, but my moon and my rising are in Gemini, and that's local travel, right? Because I've always thought about, it's always been nice, and I've been taking the bus for a few months, and it's, you know, it's okay at times, but sometimes it's so slow.
Your Mars and your part of fortune are both in Gemini as well, in your first house, natally. So that would be the first thing I would look for is a mode of transportation, because here again, once you're mobile, you can move around. And this is a time, again, Aphrodite was talking about the restriction of the Saturn retrograde, and you're natally, Saturn was retrograde when you were born, okay? So that gives you a certain empowerment during this period of time to really take charge of your life. And with Venus and the Sun and Mercury and Uranus all going through your 11th house, it's a reexamination time as far as where do you want to be for the next 10 years? What do you want to do? It's really about looking at that and really recreating that during this period of time.
Yeah, I've always thought to go to Encinitas would probably be the, you know, one of the, you know, really nice places. Would you like that place for me astrologically?
How do you spell it?
Encinitas. It's you know, I think it's E N something or other. I'll have to
E N C I N. And I've got a
Okay. I'm going to progress your chart for a minute to where you live now in Barstow. And I'm going to see what the scores look like to relocate you there for a moment, okay? Hold on 1 second for me. Or maybe Jacqueline has something she wants to tell you already.
Well, and with this, I have to say that there's from Orange, California, to relocating to Encinitas, there's not a lot of change in your chart as far as how you're going to go about doing things on a regular basis, okay? Aphrodite's going to tell you exactly the little details of, you know, what different PowerPoints there are as far as what advantages that would be. But it does, it gives you the power to really utilize, recreate yourself in another area, which is always good for you. You have the ability to recreate yourself many times in your life, and this does give you another opportunity to recreate yourself. Big key factor here is not to pick on yourself and not to overanalyze the details. That's really the challenge of the whole entire thing. My suggestion to you is to really look in that area, most specifically right now, for what job opportunities are there. And in your transits, it really looks good as far as opening you up to look at other opportunities work-wise for you. And that's where I would start, and I think the move comes after.
So you think I need a car first, and then a job, and then a move?
Well, you can get other modes of transportation other than a car. I mean, you can get, like, a scooter, a motorcycle, you know, you can get something else. But I'm thinking because, you know, in California, when it rains, it pours. If I were you, I'd get a small car instead.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about a small car or truck, yeah, because, yeah, you know, I mean, it's good.
Well, I like interviews for you for several reasons, okay? The scoring on it, the statistical scoring is not that high. The highest score out of 10 categories is love and romance at 102, okay? And it goes from 0 to 150. But I love the text on this. It says you're going to simply love the area. You attract love and beauty into your life, okay? You feel committed to the people there in your career. You feel very contented. It's excellent for attending school or conducting research or being involved in a study of any kind. Your mental concentration is excellent, okay? And you are more than likely to get assistance periodically from others to help you to achieve a healthy and happy lifestyle. You make friends and acquaintances there. Good mental concentration focus shows up again. Then it says that coworkers and acquaintances are friendly and courteous. Daily activities run smoothly. And your ability to relate to money helps you to meet the people who have it. Okay?
So Encinitas sounds good winter.
It sounds pretty good, yes. Now, there might be other areas that are better. I'm going to take a quick look at the California map for you, okay, just for a second here, too, just so I can give you maybe a couple other ideas. Because with all that Gemini, you're better off if you have two choices, okay? If you have two choices, then you can weigh and measure them and then make the best out of the two, okay? Now, if we look at California itself, the most important thing, of course, is for you to get a job. So I'm going to look at vocation and career first because it also uses 10 different categories. And the reason it does that is because when you look at all the lines, it looks almost like a hornet's nest. But you have a potentiality line that runs right down the coast. But it's a Jupiter sextile line, which just means that you will have opportunity, but you have to apply effort. And that line actually runs through San Francisco and Santa Cruz. Okay? It runs right down the coast. San Francisco and Santa Cruz. Yep. Now, if we look at, I want to say optimism and opportunity, because part of you would like to work for yourself and do your own kind of sales. So let me take a look at that. And you know what? The same line shows up a second time. Okay? And so my feeling is that the coast is not necessarily a bad place for you either. Now, because you're also a seeker, I want to look at imagination and inspiration for you as well. Just to get a balanced view, because I always like to look at more than one thing. I have a lot of planets in Gemini myself, by the way, so I understand. Now, you have a vertical line with a Neptune 160, which is a minor angle that also runs through Santa Cruz. So Santa Cruz might be another place you'd want to at least look at.
Hmm. Well, that's pretty fascinating. I love the way you did that. Someone was saying earlier in the that I was using astrology to manipulate people, and I thought that was pretty crazy. And you know, asked me if I was a Libra or not, but I asked her sign. She didn't want to tell me.
Oh, wow.
I was like doing all this, and you're overanalyzing or something. And I thought, wow, you know, I really didn't like her, and she really you're saying that. You know, you don't want to have to beat yourself up during this process. And
absolutely.
I thought,
well, exactly right. And
she was really beating me up.
Stay away from the crybabies and the bullies. Stay away from the crybabies and the bullies, Nathaniel. They won't serve you well.
It's so true. If you get a good reading, you know, you really can jive with it a lot better than when something goes wrong, you know, for some reason. I don't know why. If it's earthbound spirits or something else, or, you know. But I really appreciate that, and happy Easter to you.
I just looked at Santa Cruz, okay, and your highest score on Santa Cruz is optimism and opportunity at 148. Remember, it goes from 0 to 150, so that's almost the top of the graph, okay?
So Santa Cruz
and there's a lot
over
of. Yep, so I think either one would work for you. I think you probably could create more income. moving towards Santa Cruz, but I think that Encinitas might be a place where you feel very much at home with everybody and feel a sense of community, which you like.
Yeah.
So look at both. Look at both.
Yeah. Well, that's actually two really good places because, you know, I was thinking of something else. Somebody said maybe I ought to move to Corona or move it. And that's kind of a over in the mountains a little bit in California here. You know where that is. And so I didn't really like that area so much. I really like the ocean, you know, environment so much better.
Yeah, you would. I think you need to stay by the ocean environment. I think you do well by the ocean environment.
Well, cool. Well, thanks again.
Well, many blessings. Keep us posted, Nathaniel, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much again. Bye-bye.
All right. Many blessings. Wow. Similar scores to Encinitas in Corona. Very similar. So it wouldn't be necessarily a bad place for him. But I think Encinitas has an appeal for him for some reason that hit his own psychic thing, you know? That's what I'm thinking.
Right.
Yeah.
With his Sun and Venus and Mercury and Pisces and his 12th house and his moon there, you know, that's all that psychic stuff with him.
Yes, ma'am. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Seems like they're from your neck of the woods, I think. Area code 561, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Cindy.
Hey, Cindy, how are you?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. I just moved into my little house. I don't know if you all know what that is, but on MPTV, there are sometimes little houses that come up. But anyway, that's where I am right now, and it's 19x12. And I'm really contented because Pam's been terrible. But anyway, I was living with her for a month. But anyway,
well, that's the reason why.
Huh?
Well, that's the reason why. You were living with her for a month.
I know.
The two of you can't live in the house.
No, I know that. Oh, she's terrible, but you know, I keep a positive attitude, and I expect her to at a certain extent, but it doesn't happen. So anyway, that's where it is. Betsy, you know, I don't know if you know it. She had a stroke, and yeah.
You told us about that, I think, one other time.
Right, and I need to know if she's going to improve. She has a lot of I don't know, her face is a little bit. Well, what do you think, Jacqueline, or whatever?
Betsy's birth date is March 12th, 1962.
Yeah,
3:21 a.m.
Yep, 1962. Yep.
Agana Guam.
Spell the first name?
A-G-A-N-A.
Okay.
A-G-A-N-A. Okay.
All right, let's take a look at it.
Let's see what she's
scared when it happens to someone close to you for sure. Now, where does she live now?
She's in Tennessee.
What city?
Where is it? Wait a minute. Memphis.
Memphis. Okay.
Her address is General Patton Road.
Okay. Let's take a look. How long has she lived in Tennessee?
Oh, just a few months. They moved there from New Hampshire.
Oh, what city?
Near, let's see, where was she? She was in, oh,
She's not settled into the new bridge yet.
Oh, Manchester.
Yeah. Oh, I used to live there.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
This is a process with her, is what I'm going to say. She has all these planets transiting over her sun and her Chiron, okay, which didn't help that transformation and change that she went through. But it is going to get better, but there's
mm-hmm.
going to be more work to do. This is a process,
mm-hmm.
okay? So realize with her, it is a process that you will be going through. Again, I find the next couple months to be up and down and up and down, but I think, you know, as a whole, it's going to go in the right direction.
Oh, okay? Good.
But
yeah.
I feel it's about her doing less. It's about her coming into a new lifestyle in her new setting is what I think so, Cindy. And I think, like Jacqueline said, I agree with Mars retrograding in Sag and going back into Scorpio. It's going to be squaring her Mars and her Jupiter. And also the South Node is sitting right on her Sun. So it's about maybe going through some changes in medication, changes in activity level, changes in sleep patterns, trying to come to her natural level, kind of like a water does after the storm of a lake, is what I'm getting psychically, so I'm going to go with that.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
I think it's going to be more gentle than any of us envision. I think it's going to be pretty gentle as long as she chooses to do a self-check on herself each day. Do I really need to
mm-hmm.
do this, or should I be relaxing? Or should I be spending time with friends? Or should I be getting a massage? What can I do to bring my wellness back, to put the attention back on her? She needs to put the attention back on herself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, it sounds like she's a really, really close person to you, huh?
More or less, yes. Yeah.
This
is my daughter. Jacqueline, what do you think?
I agree. Everything that she said, I completely agree with. I do think it's going to be gentler. Again here, she does have to focus on her health, and she does have to focus on the ups and downs that are going on. Again, this is Aphrodite was talking about the South Node conjunct her Sun, and she really has to look and reevaluate what's going on. Again, not only the medication, but the lifestyle that she's chosen. This is a
mm-hmm.
total rebalancing of that. So
yeah.
it's a process
yeah.
going to be there for a very long time. So it's not okay. going to all of a sudden shift.
Okay. That makes sense.
Is there a woman helping her? Is there a woman helping her, Cindy?
I have no idea what doctor she has. I have no
Venus
idea.
Venus is going to be passing over her Sun for the next couple of days. Now,
yeah.
Venus can be a person in the medical field. It could be a massage therapist. It could just be her being very much kind to herself. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But Venus
okay.
is going to be passing over her Sun over the next few days. So this is a good time for when you speak to her, try to send her as much peace. And I want to say to be her listener, because you're a very good listener. I think she could
uh-huh.
benefit from that right now with you, okay?
Good. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that sounds
I'm glad you like your little
good.
House.
Oh, I do. It's 19 by 12, as I said, and it's just perfect. We're going down tomorrow to get everything else from Century Village. So
okay.
It's gonna...
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Sounds cozy.
Yeah.
It's all get out.
Oh, my God, is it ever. Especially when I get this other stuff in. But anyway, it'll work. And Earl provided it, the financing of it. So.
That's great.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, great. So thank you, ladies, very much.
Thanks to you. Happy Easter.
Thanks. Same to you. Bye-bye.
Happy Easter. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Now, Jacqueline, you've seen my place. Could you ever see me going to a tiny house?
No. But you see, on the other side, me, I have my tiny little house.
Your house is not that tiny.
Oh no, my ass isn't that tiny, but it's not. Believe me, it's not even close to yours.
Yeah, it's a lot for one little girl to take care of, but I'm doing okay. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Okay. Area code 303, you're on the air. Did I just lose them? I just clicked on it and they disappeared. Maybe they'll call back. Area code 303. I just lost you. Maybe you were on the air with somebody else. But if you want, call back. I'll pick you up. Oh, she's back. Oh, he's back.
There.
Area code 303, are you there?
Yeah, did you hang up on me? You did. You pushed the
I don't think
button.
I did. I clicked on it, and then all of a sudden you disappeared.
Yeah. I didn't push any buttons. My phone was sitting there on the table, not even.
Oh, I'm not blaming you. I just don't always trust the technology I'm dealing with.
With this is that Blog Talk and their technology sometimes is really interesting to deal with here.
Yeah, I know it is. I've called before, so you have my birth data in your computer there.
And so, you are?
Allison, A-L-I-S-O-N, 1-0, March 15th.
Okay.
57.
That's me.
Arizona.
I am now. Yep.
Which city in Arizona?
I'm sorry?
Which city in Arizona are you now? What is it?
I'm in Arizona, yes.
Which city?
Prescott.
Okay. It's beautiful there.
Don't spread the word.
I like the way you think. You have your piece of heaven and you're not giving it up. Is that what you're telling us? Okay.
That's one way to put it. There's several ways I could put that, but that one works.
Yeah, your chart looks like you're as busy as a one-armed paper hanger in a windstorm.
It's as busy as a, what was that?
A one-armed paper hanger in a windstorm.
That's an interesting description there. I've never heard that one. That's new.
Well, you've got a lot of opposition. This means you're running back and forth, running back and forth. A lot of processing going on right now with you.
Trying to decide what you want to
dedicate yourself to.
Yeah, that's some part of it as well. Mm-hmm.
So what was your question for us tonight?
Well, I do have a part-time job that I really love and that doesn't pay a whole lot, but it's better than a lot of other jobs I've done. And but I need a second source of income, and I'm not going to go back to a lot of the decade of really shitty jobs. Excuse my French. And so I'm looking to really keep. Yeah, I've really been in the dumps for a long time, and financially as well. So I'm looking for work that is aligned with who I am and my purpose, and not getting any younger. and I haven't really had much luck on getting freelance writing work online. But I continue to look. I really need that money coming in, and I need to be back on my path. That's just really critical right now, especially with that Saturn return happening right smack on my Saturn.
Yes.
So there's a lot of pressure.
Absolutely,
honey.
There's
all those squares in my chart, because I do astrology, so a lot of squares in my chart and, opposition.
But if you know astrology, you know that Jupiter is, even though it's retrograde right now, is coming up for your Jupiter return, which is an awesome time. And on the other side of it, you're coming real close within the next couple of days to having your Venus return. And in this process, those are going to be in opposition. So this is a rebalancing time, like Effendette was talking about, back and forth and back and forth. This is a really good rebalancing time for your benefit. the trick is, and that's the trick, is that this is your Saturn return. You've done this before.
Yeah.
So remember that you're coming to your next 30-year cycle, okay? And that you're repeating a cycle that you've done before that you could utilize again at this time to recreate yourself. Again, it is the way to recreate yourself is through your work. You've got to follow that passion and put more time into that passion and have more faith in it, is what I'm going to say with the square. It's reworking it and going back and reworking it. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I think with Jupiter retrograde right now until the 10th of May, this is a time, Allison, for you to really consider making your own personal astrology practice for yourself. You know, your Sun and Venus and Mercury are both in that 10th house in the Prescott, Arizona chart. And so because of that, I think if you did astrology part-time, you did your business cards, you went out and either you worked at establishments, you created something online, or went and did some of the fairs and stuff because you're only working part-time right now, you have a lot of time. We could take the toolbox of your astrology and convert it into something alive for prosperity for you. Now, both Jack and I have been through situations where we worked other careers, and when we finally took that quantum leap, it flew for both of us, okay? So I am thinking that, as you say, you're not getting any younger, but you have a lot of metaphysical knowledge, probably very good with your astrology. So the whole idea is for you to design, okay, your own practice, whether you use a pen name or your own name, however you decide to do that, and really put yourself out there. Now, there's more than one option. You can be a sole proprietor. You can do an S-corp. You can keep it totally separate from all your finances if you want to do that. But now that while Jupiter's retrograde between now and May 10th, this is the time for you to really evaluate that. Okay?
Yeah, I'm looking at
that. I can see how you could be an astrologer, but I could also see you very involved in numerology. Are you?
You know, I've always been really, and I really, really disliked this word a lot, you know, really new agey. Even when I was really, really young, I was just really way ahead of the curve on a lot of things.
And, I like it.
And including that. But I will say that that's just who I am. So I've always integrated everything. I'm a voracious reader, always have been, and I love to learn. Always have very young mind, very old soul, but I'm always curious and inquisitive, which keeps everyone young. But that's a rare, actually, that is not a common trait, that kind of curiosity. But anyway, so I'm very self-taught. In fact, I've never taken an astrology class in my entire life, or numerology, or tarot, or many of the other sort of what I call white. You know, the only thing I did not do, and I knew from the time I was like 11 years old, which is when about the whole new age, again, disliking that word, started to open up, well, I started to become that, was I said I would not do black magic. I knew even then, even when I was 11, I said I will not do black magic in this lifetime, but I will do all kinds of other white magic, or I guess you would call it white magic. So, yeah, I've incorporated a lot of different pieces from what I call white magic or good magic or beneficial energies. I really love astrology because it's the most complicated to me out of all of them because it incorporates numerology, incorporates vision. You know, I'm very, very dead people talk to me, so a lot of times I can look at a chart and sometimes their dead people will start talking to me. So I have a lot of gifts, but I really, my calling, and it's not to say that I don't have a huge passion for all of this, and I do, but I've always done it as a hobby, you know, and for free a lot of times. And I just really want to be writing, most of all. I mean, if I'm on my deathbed tomorrow, I won't be beating myself up because I didn't do astrology. I'll be beating myself up because I didn't write my books.
But have you thought about writing astrology columns?
No, I have no interest in writing. It's really weird because for me it's all about the one-on-one contact for astrology, because when I look at somebody's chart, my mind like a computer chip in my brain just completely opens up and information starts just channeling through. It is a very interesting experience. But for me to actually sit down and write an astrology column, which, by the way, I have done, I get really bored by that because it's a human dynamic, which is my trigger to have somebody sitting there with
you. I wasn't necessarily talking about a column. I wasn't necessarily talking about a column.
Or any kind of astrology or anything. Anything to do with astrology, I'm not interested in writing about it. But I am interested in practicing it, which is a very different thing. You know, live sort of thing, I guess you could call it, versus writing it. I do want to write, but not on that. I have other things to write, but that's not it. That's not the topic, which is really sounds kind of counterintuitive, but it's just how it is.
Well, then you need to pursue the writing more than anything else, but, you know, I just wanted to throw something out there to give you some food for thought, because I like doing that with people. Everything that's been going on about the political candidacy, I decided to take a look at the charts of the candidates one-on-one by myself in my office. Take a look at what's going on with them. Now, these are the kind of articles I'm talking about. I'm not talking about writing a column that's mundane for you, because I know that's not enough. But think about it. Okay?
Do you have that work online? Because I'd be interested in seeing what your, because I'm really, really politically aware. And, well, culturally aware, and politics is part of that. Do you have that online? Because I'd love to see your viewpoint or read your viewpoint.
I have not published it yet because I just got finished it a couple of weeks ago, so I haven't put it online yet, but it's coming, trust me.
Okay, I would love to read that, actually. It's very interesting to me what various astrologers are saying about the various candidates at this, you know, through this election. Because it's such a unique election.
And people like to have a balanced view and to come from a different pantheon of thought. We're looking at things esoterically rather than all of the stuff that you hear, which you can't trust media anymore very much. It gives a fresh perspective for people so they can ask themselves certain questions about the persona, the integrity, and the path of the individual that's about to take office. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so something like that, I think you would be really great at. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, that is something I would enjoy doing. Yeah, it's kind of a one article and then move on to something else. Yeah.
Right. But doing the writing, definitely. And I think that maybe. Go ahead.
And I think what Aphrodite is trying to point out to you is that with all of this is that it's a great time for you to do writing, and you want to get paid to do it, and you have such a philosophical view to in your writing to be able to preach it out to others, okay, with Pluto being in your third house of writing and Saturn being in your sixth house.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those give you the ability of the higher philosophy of life, which you can naturally channel. With your chart, you have a wonderful way of channeling the words and channel them out onto the paper and make some money off of it, because that's what you were looking about doing.
Right.
It's not necessarily deterring you from what you really, the other message that you want to write about in the book that you want to write about, but it's generating you in a way that could be more productive for you to make some money off of it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. Yeah, that Pluto is, you know, that Pluto is really is the unfortunate part of that Pluto, I guess, in a way, is that it's that direct square from Mars, which is a very, very intense aspect to have in a chart for anyone to have.
Oh,
that.
Yes.
Like 0 degrees or 1 degree. It is really, I will tell you, it's very, very, very challenging to have that, especially with Mars being the co-ruler of my 10th house as well. So it is, because I have an intercepted 10th house, so it's really challenging to get anything with writing going in my career.
Not in Prescott. Not in Prescott, it's not. No, it's not.
No.
Yeah, it's better here than other places. But this is a small town, so I have to absolutely look for, you know, this kind of communication career outside of the you know, really have to look outside the area because there's only so many, you know, there's only so many media, you know, radio stations, newspapers, et cetera, and magazines even in this town. You know, it's just not a big town. Yeah, so that's where a lot of my focus is online outside the area, you know, anywhere in the country. It's where I will go, so to speak, you know, for working online.
And
not
to your greatest advantage, because your part of fortune is there in Sagittarius. So working away from where you're living is an ideal situation for you.
That is, yeah. And plus also with the Jupiter and Moon in my fourth house, that also speaks to you know, to home-related work. So,
Correct.
You know, definitely.
Totally,
yeah. That's yeah. Okay, well, I'll let you take another call while you still have time. So thank you so much for, you know, just kind of checking in. And it's always interesting. It's fun to talk to other astrologers that, you know, we could talk forever. So.
Well, many blessings to you.
Well, thank you. You too. Thank you so much.
Happy Easter. All right. Bye.
Happy Easter to you too. Okay. Bye.
Thank you. All right. Bye. Well, we've only got about 3 minutes left, so we don't have any other callers on hold right now. We might have people listening. Why don't you tell people what you're doing right now, Jacqueline, for your practice?
Okay. Well, tomorrow and every Monday for the next 6 weeks, I will be teaching a class in astrology, which is really fun, at One Yoga Planet in Fort Pierce. And,
nice!
Yeah, it's great. It's a great group of girls. They're all girls this time. No boys in my class. They're all girls. But they're all really excited. I have a teenager in that one. So when you mix a teenager into the mix, it really, to me, it's inspiring because they have such a different level of perspective. And it really makes the class more engaging. So I'm excited about that.
Wow.
And then on Fridays, I'm at Spark Explain in Vero Beach. And as a matter of fact, in May, I'm doing a fair there as well. And every Saturday and Sunday, I'm at the B&A Flea Market. And, of course, by private appointment, I have my office there. So that's what I do. And, of course, besides that, I have clients worldwide that I speak to over the phone. So if anybody wants to get a hold of me, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
Well, I pretty much have a similar kind of situation here in Roanoke, Virginia. I read every Friday at this place called Little Bit Hippie with some darling, wonderful people. It's Little Bit Hippie, the next generation. I do mini readings there Friday from 2 to 6. I do my private readings out of the Lifestream Center, which is kind of like the Spark of Divine where Jacqueline is. And we have a fair coming up here on April 9th where I'm going to be doing a combination of astrology and tarot and record my readings. I, like Jacqueline, do readings worldwide by phone. And I can be reached at 540-400-0110. And the nice thing about having this kind of a business, it's so diversified that I never get bored. I love that about it. I love that about it. The important thing to remember is when dealing with finding an astrologer, a numerologist, a massage therapist, anybody that's involved in any of the esoteric arts, if they love their work, they're not going to be watching the clock. They're going to be looking at you. Keep that in mind. I hope you had a happy Easter. We'll be here next week between 6 and 7. Doing our readings on the air that we do gratis for people because we want them to understand how valuable these skills, these ancient skills, can be when you bring them back to life. Right, Jacqueline?
Absolutely. It's amazing how 2,000 years could still learn the same thing as they did back then, just by looking to the stars.
Many blessings. Good night.
Happy Easter. Have a good week. Good night.